This day 1673 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi, and today we are starting our short perusal of Ebenezer. We're doing Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph to Gimel. He's a long Sifim, so don't be confused by the fact there's only three Sifim. Av, Kshabarach Kshabarach Zolam, Kshabarach created the world. Baruch Hashem, who created man, Zohar and Sheva, male and female, Ksiv. It says, Baruch Hashem Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bes Hashem Yom Ha'Puru Avu. He said to them, be fruitful and multiply, Melos Haaretz HaKib Shua, and fill the land and conquer it. Rachis Av Kav Ches. Chena Char Mabu, after the flood, be Rechis Noach, Bona, be blessed Noach and his children. Much closer, it says, Baruch Lim, it's Noach, Vez Bonov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless Noach and his children. Yom Ha'Lem, he said to them, Bru Uvu, Melos Haaretz, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to increase the human species in order to settle the world. Like the Navi said, Lotov Ra, he did not create the world to be desolate. L'Shav Zitzor created the world to be settled. I should mention that the Pasuk by Noach is in Bereishis Tes Aleph. V'eshkol Yisrael Bavel, when Amisom went to Goles and Bavel, Shalach Lema Navi Yirmiyo, Navi Yirmiyo sent a message in Parakov Tes Pasuk. Love, kol nashim will take women, will lead a bunny, and what else to give birth to sons and daughters. Kumar, in other words, Alter, we don't say, Kev Shachta Bagos, why, since Mongolos, Lomelon, Larbos, Zara, why should we have more progeny? Alatemuchim, Lososa Mitzah, you required the Mitzah Koshins, Hashem, Lokin, Hashem, Yasev, Bonokritzono. You're supposed to the Mitzah as Hashem commanded us, and Hashem will do with us as He pleases. It's a Mitzah Gomorrah, Babas, or Dav Samach, where it says that they want to stop, well, He's going to bring it down later on. Okay. Mitzvah, so I say, I'll call each mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on each and every man in our mitzvah, Lisa Yisrael, to marry a woman. Kind of mitzvah, spirit of revival, then fulfill the mitzvah, Puravu. Chayin Hashanah, Kosel Noach, Achar Bracha, the Puravu. Therefore, Hashem repeated the mitzvah Noach after the Bracha of Puravu, Vitzibo, also Vezmano, and then he commanded him, not just gave him the Bracha. He and his Vezmano, also Vezmano, being his descendants, of course, the Torah with the Torah's command, by 10, this is in Precious Test, Pasuk Zion, by 10 Puravu, you should be fruitful and multiply, but with Shir Tzibaretz, spawn in the land, Vuba, and increase in it. By Pasuk Azeh, who mitzvah, the first, this Pasuk is the command. Rishon Bach, the first Pasuk is the blessing. It's Rashi. Mitzvah Rabbah, he who had Melamod, it's a very great mitzvah, they should both like him, show him because on it is contingent the existence and settling the world. Therefore, even to fulfill the mitzvah, Mitzvah Barav, his children died. Chayav Lisa Isha, he is required to get married again. Lolid Odabam, give birth again. Much as we shall see. But time reason, Midnesha Mitzvah, Mishum Lashavas Yitzod, because mitzvah is in order to, because the world is created to be settled. Since they died, away looking at Mitzvah Shevis, he didn't fulfill the settling thereof. Therefore, King Chizkio shows the Lisa Isha, when he didn't want him to get married, Lili Bonim, give birth to children, because he saw with divine spirit, whether it's Nebuah or some other Ruach HaKodesh, Lomali is going to have children who are not going to be good people. He's going to die in this world. He won't be resurrected in the world to come. This is what the Navi said to him. Why do you get involved in the secrets of Kodesh Baruch Hu? At my mafkidus, I'll be boy lach lemeber. You, what you're commanded, that's what you're required to do. My Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do, he'll do. That which I mentioned before, one of the end of Cheskas Habatim, it says that from the day there were many decrees against us, it would be appropriate not to get married, not to have children. It's in the manner of bemoaning the situation, not an actual plan. Enhance our davening and our supplication. None of the Puskin brought this down because it's not considered to be an actual plan. Also, there the decrees were to remove us from our religion. I guess. not just plain persecution, but the issue of Shabbat, which is, makes it worse. Perhaps the children grew up to be Jewish or something. Even that, for the test, there would only be somebody ready to fulfill period of Rivian, not to have more children. Anybody's not involved in the midst of Puravu, he'll show you with them as if he's a murderer. It says, somebody spills the blood of a person, and a person, his blood will be spilled. But something, and adjacent to that, it says, by Tem Puravu, you should be fruitful and multiply. And this is in the Paraktes of Precious. Also, as if you're diminishing the countenance of Hashem. It says, in the form of God, he made man. It says, something that about Tem Puravu. That's in the... also, I guess, in Paraktes there. So, because the divine spirit to remove from Amisosh. He was going to be your God and for your progeny after you. When there's progeny after you, Shekhinah Shorah, the Shekhinah devolves. If there's no progeny after you, Amit Tishre. On whom is the Shekhinah devolve? Alitzim Ba'abarim, on sticks and stones. Bitmiya, question mark, punctuation mark, right? And it's a tone of astonishment. Anyway, besides that, and somebody who is living without a wife, someone who's living without joy, without blessing, without goodness, without peace, without Torah, without a wall. They call them class, not called Adam at all. Says, if you have a male and female together, then the name is together is called Adam. A man without a woman is a half a body. Once a man marries a woman, his affairs are stopped up and closed off. Person finds a wife, he finds good. And he will get the will of God will turn favorably towards him. Because since he has a wife, he distances himself from thoughts of sin. So he's connected to his household. Therefore, he brings forth the will of God. May Hashem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koshbaru called Isha Ezer. Hashem called a woman a helpmate. It's not good for a man to be by himself. Esel Ezer Kenegel will make him a helpmate opposite him. So Isha and Matsua appear of a review. The woman is not required to fulfill Puravu. Obligation is only on the male. Because since the book of Adamishan says, be fruitful, multiply, fulfill, fill the land, and conquer it. By Noach, it does not see conquering. The drasha, the asi, the word kibshua must come for a specific drasha. Loma to say, Shachim muta amisha dakhlich moshar, the obligation is coming upon him who normally would conquer the earth. Puazoka, the male, the loam keba, not the female. Shain dakhlich says, Mechom the kibush, it's not normal for a woman to go out for war and for conquest. Well, the Koshbaro, Marli Yaakov Avinu. Also, Hashem said to Yaakov, in singular, Ani Kel Shakai, I am God of Shakai, pray Urve. You be fruitful, multiply. Lomar Lashem Purabim. He didn't say in the plural, Pru Urvu. Shine a drak, a love about the Mutachi, must be obligations only on the male. It's a Gemara in Hafsamache, I guess, in Yavamas, I'm assuming. Mizeshne Mar, but Adam Pru Urvu, Lashem Rabim. Hi, about him, it says in plural, Zel the bracha, that's the bracha, for lo mitzvah, not mitzvah. Nochshkos l'sha rabim, hi, by Noach, it also says language of rabim. Kai, Mishnah Noach, Ubano Kai, it's going not on Noach and his wife, but Noach and his children. In first, we call it explicit and possible. Can't think about it, but tem puravu. So it says, and you, plural, puravu, klamar, achiv, al Noach, bonav, I guess that Noach and his children. You see, Bereshit Yonah, like I said, the beginning of the discussion, by Baruch Hu, it's Noach, les bonav. God bless Noach and his children. The might and the to preclude women. Avagav is a bechrech who shagam hen yuchlu ba bracha, even though they have to also include the bracha. That's even let's say it's minateba gamma nashim, because obligation to the directive to leave the teva, leave the ark, was also women. You'll see Shambra Shaparsha, like it says, being gosh of at the best call you'd say minateba, all those who are leaving the ark. Birech, he gave a blessing to Mashbech on the Mishnah, he gave a brach to man and husband and wife. The Bruim and Hashem Birech Shagam and Kavos Yuchlu Ba Bracha. That the initial creatures had to be included, we had to include the females in the Bracha. Shechem and Shemem Mushtaton, because the world was based on them. They were Shai for Sli Bros. That they became a peer review. Vav Imala Isha, Rishon, Hayatziva Shetifer Dibre. And he says, interestingly, that it could be that even on Chava there was an obligation that she should be fruitful and multiply. But Ein LeMeidim Mimena L'Daris, no one for her double generations. I guess not just Chava, but maybe also in daughters of Noach, but that was it. At that point, it wasn't possible for Adam to fill the mitzvah without Chava. And so the normal soldier. Learn to say that their wives came to Yechidim Olam, then they were the only ones in the world. But afterwards, Avshe Ein Achiyu Mutal on the cables, even though obligation is not incumbent on the females, come Kozorchim Tzolo Bazuga, every male find for himself a mate. Kachi B'Kosh Baruch Hu Bohen, so Kosh Baruch Hu embedded in them that they should want to mate with males. The Yosef Mimashi Yisho Tzol Yisrael, Yisho Tzol Yisrael, more than a man wants to marry, a woman got to get married. You can explain the post like this. Pura vu milu asarts kibshua. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the land and conquer it. Klamar ato, ani mitzabel ishtechen lefos libos. I'm commanding both of you to be fruitful and multiply. Achid milu asarts yinan yoshi. Until you fill the land with the human species. Vaz yachiv am mishadach lefos. Then, obligation will devolve only on the male, who is normally the one who conquers. Chay menoch amalem beachre ba'abrocha pura vu milu asarts. So the Menachem says, fruitful, multiply, and fulfill the land. Shatachi, you've gotten the cave, so obligation was on the females, Achi, Malu, sorry, to fulfill the land. Chaka, then, about temporary rule, Klamat, Rakatem, on the cave, only the males, not the females. Chaybi Yaakov, Shkwari, Yol, Lomale, therefore, by Yaakov, the world is very populated. Armalei, Seb, Lashin, Yochi, so it says, individual, pray, Urve. Chaybi Yaanavi, Shishach, Lim, Neagola, also, Yaanavi was sent to the people in the exile. Shachlas Chorim, he sent the males a message, they should take wives. Kakalem Chimutha, because obligation on the males of the low out of the cave and not on the females. Our Mesh Chachman says, I believe it's a Pashas Tazir, a beautiful thing. He says that women are Mechoyim and Puravu because the Torah never requires somebody to put themselves into Sakonis the Pashas. Except for, of course, dying Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, since childbirth and Dalas Sakonis the Pashas, was not made the obligation for women. It was made the obligation for men who don't have to put themselves into sakon in order to procreate. Kim Akasa Rabbein Ramah, but see if you give him the Ramah writes, Da'af She'ein Ha'ish Mitzvah Pir Ribya, even though a woman is not required to be fruitful and multiply, Kokom Neva Se'ish Mishlot Amah Belo Ish, they says those who say that she should not remain without a husband, Shukashlo out of suspicion, Akan Lashonah that she might be having illicit relationships. But to safety of Omas, it's evident that women are allowed to live without men. Woman has a sanction not to get married ever. Or they say it's just to marry a person who's incapable of having children. But elsewhere, Kasav, he wrote, Shemitzel's Chachami, Shotesh Isha Blow Ish. Submit to the Rabbana that a woman should not live without her husband. Shema Tichoshed, lest she's suspect. Now, Kofi Enyan. But everything is relevant to the specific situation. Mokon Lashay Chash, places no suspicion. Lo Chashin is that we're not concerned with that. But furthermore, the Medina Vadade Kofi Nosa, according to the letter of law, we certainly don't require her to get married. Achit Tovi, but it's a good counsel. Shalot Eshev Lo Ish, shouldn't live without her husband. Achikas Atsin Rashar. To remove herself from any suspicion. And that brings us to the end for today.